everyone. Welcome back to Lifted Hands, Lifted Hearts podcast. I am your lovely host, Ashley Lockett. Thank you so much for joining again. How are you today? Are you great? Are you blessed? Are you well? All the above. I hope all is well. Hope is going great. I hope that your spirit is just uplifted. I hope that things are moving in the direction that you feel good about. And even if it's not, y'all, it's going to move. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Ty Tribbett told us it's going to be all right. Right? Anyway, I hope you all had a happy resurrection. That you guys put a lot of meditation into what had transpired thousands of years ago, Jesus laying down his life, giving up his life for us to have eternal life. What a joy. It's always such a blessing to revisit those scriptures during that time to reflect and be reminded of the love, so much love that Jesus has for us. And yeah, I hope it was well. I hope you put more emphasis on that than we did an egg. Okay. All that is fun and all, but we know what Easter is to be reflected upon, and that is the life of Jesus. So, and happy spring. It is officially springtime, and here in Alabama, it has been springing. Listen, what that looks like in Alabama, you may wear sweatshirts in the morning and end up in shorts in the afternoon. It's just how it is, but it's been wonderful. Today, let's get right into it. I want to talk about, as we continue through the Fruit of the Spirit series, today we want to discuss faithfulness. We want to talk about faithfulness, something that we are all familiar with in one way or another. When I say faithful, we're faithful to a lot of things. The problem is not faithfulness in knowing how to exhibit that faithfulness. I believe the problem that we have with faithfulness is prioritizing what we are faithful to. I think y'all agree with me, right? Sometimes we are just not faithful in the best things or the right things that God intends us to be faithful in. Like I said, whether it is faithfulness to our jobs, whether it's faithfulness to our spouses, our callings or our positions, to God, to our children, to our family, we are all faithful to something, right? I want you to take a moment. What are you most faithful to? What does faithfulness look like to you? To me, it looks like sacrifice. Faithfulness looks like sacrifice. In order to stay faithful to something, it means you'll have to give up something or miss out on something. For example, softball, baseball. There are times when my children have practices on Tuesday nights. My church, we don't have Bible study on Wednesday nights. We have Bible study on Tuesday nights. And so worldwide and universally, a lot of things are not practiced or done on Wednesdays because most of the world sets aside that day for church, right? And so does our ballpark. And so because we choose to attend the church that we attend, there's some sacrifice that we have to make in our lives on Tuesdays. So instead of my children staying an entire hour, hour and a half of practice, they may can only come for 30 minutes because we gotta head on out, okay? I have to sacrifice wanting them to be there or myself because I love seeing my children practice. I like helping out on the field in times that I need to be. I just like being involved. And so I have to sacrifice that and teaching them what we are faithful to. Yes, we love our ball games and yes, we love being active, but our priority is God and what he has call for us to do, which is assemble ourselves in the house of the Lord on that particular day that our leader has set aside for our Bible study. Now, as kids, they're going to probably say, oh, that's not fair. It's not fair. But there's always reward in faithfulness to God. And that's what we are teaching them. So yeah, that's what sacrifice, I mean, that's what faithfulness looks like to me. Sometimes it means being is having to sacrifice our own wants or and desires for what that thing that God has put before us to do. Faithfulness looks like commitment, right? Yes, you would rather, like I said, we'd rather, might probably sometimes rather be at the ball field just because it's just what we love. But because of our commitment to church, that thing has to be chosen, right? We have to stay faithful in it. So yeah, you rather may do one thing, but because of your commitment to that other thing, you choose to stay faithful to it. And most importantly, faithfulness looks like I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do, right? Faithfulness looks like I am going to do what I said I'm going to do. When we confess Christ as our Lord and our Savior, we are agreeing to being just that, a covenant with Him. We are agreeing to be in a relationship with Him, right? We are agreeing to let Him be Lord over our lives. And so it is every Christian's duty to stay committed to that decision. Here's why I don't mind staying faithful to the Lord. Numbers 23 and 19 says that God is not a man that He should lie, neither the son of man that He might change His mind. Does He speak and not act, or promise and not fulfill? Listen. Okay, end quotes after fulfill. But what I'm saying is listen. I don't know about you all, but that word in itself makes me want to stay faithful to that kind of God. Okay? Any human being can fall short with one another, but not our Father. He's not a man. He cannot lie. What He said He's going to do, God will do what He said He'll do. Okay? God will do what He said He will do. And I want to sing that song so bad. Oh, I won't do it to you. God will do what He said He will do. In heaven, listen, He's a God I can trust. Not only that, but He's faithful to us. He's so faithful to us. What has He promised and not fulfilled? Most of us are so faithful to a lot of things. We are. And people, oh my goodness, we are so faithful to people. And what's so sad about it is that those same people are not faithful to us. But yet we push God aside sometimes and make Him our last resort. Why do we do that? I know it's our human nature. I know it's the sinful nature that does not want to conform to trust in God and wants to just trust things that we can see and not have faith. But we got to learn how to have power over that. That word and God's promises have to be so rooted in us that whatever we experience, we run to Him first, right? We a lot of times rely on the wisdom of this world more than on the one who created this world. Don't you know that when you make something or own something, you know more about it than anyone else? Well, God does too. He has created this entire universe. He is well aware of everything that's going on. Why won't we stay faithful to Him versus the wisdom that comes out of the world? All I'm saying is to practice faithfulness to the spiritual things in your life. Be committed to fellowshipping in the church. Be committed to serving in your church, using your gifts to progress the church. Be faithful and striving to be obedient to the word of God and being an example to those who are lost or refuse to accept Christ. Your faithfulness to God is not in vain. It actually helps to encourage other believers. And although, you know, they may not ever tell you, but your faithfulness encourages those who are skeptical to give their life to Christ. Even when we go through trials and tribulation, people may fall short of our expectations, but not God. We expect God to be God and God do what God do. Okay. We expect God to be God and he delivers every single time. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that no temptation has come upon you except what is common to humanity. That means that if or whatever we're tempted with, whatever temptation that you are facing, whether it's temptation to sin or to turn back to your old habits, temptation to handle a situation the way the world handles it, whatever that temptation may be in your life, God is not unfamiliar with it. He's not unfamiliar with it. Matter of fact, sometimes we think that we are the only ones battling a certain thing, when in fact, God calls it common. He calls it common. The word continues to say, but God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with temptation, he will also provide a way out so that you may be able to bear it. Now you tell me that ain't a good God. You tell me that ain't a worthy God. You tell me that ain't a God worth staying faithful to. Our faithfulness to God is what sets us apart, y'all. It sets us apart from the world. It helps to transform us. It's what drives us to choose righteousness over sin. The reason why you don't do what you used to do, right? It's very simple why you don't do what you do. Because of your faithfulness to him, your commitment to him, your sacrifice that you made for him. Not that you don't have the temptation, because we're all going to have temptations, but God is more important to you. We cannot worry about those who don't understand that. Until they have a real relationship with God, they'll never understand, just like you didn't understand before you were saved. Because I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to be faithful to someone I'm not in a relationship with. Simple. And I don't mean that in a way to say that I'm going to cheat or I'm going to be unfaithful in sexual immoralities, but I will flake on you. I will flake on you. Do you hear me? If there is no value on whatever we have going on, there's no real relationship. You don't get that commitment from me, right? Not to the extent of someone or something that I've established a valuable relationship with. You get what I'm saying? Does that make sense? And we're like that, whether we realize it or not. We're not going to be as committed to people that we don't have some kind of relationship or value their relationship with. We're just not going to be faithful. I know I'm not. Because why am I putting in all of my time and my effort and loyalty to someone that I'm not probably going to receive that loyalty back? God never, here's the thing. I may have trust issues. I may with people, with human. But God has never asked me to trust people. And a lot of people don't understand that. I will give you the benefit of the doubt, but God has never asked me to trust people. He's asked me to trust him, and I trust him. So when he gives me insight or he gives me an inkling or he gives me discernment of a spirit that I don't like, I'm going to trust that. And I don't know, that person an explanation. If I can't go, it's because God has told me don't go. If I can't say it, if I can't do it, if I can't, it's because I've consulted God. I trust his judgment. I trust his wisdom. I trust his will for my life. I simply can't do it. And that's that. We got to stop being so faithful to people when God has not asked us to be faithful to in that way to people. He's asked us to be faithful to him. He's asked us to trust in him. For example, again, my job, it does not get the same faithfulness or commitment as my family. It just does not. It's not a priority over my family. I am I am responsible for stewarding this family. And if my family needs me in any such way, they take priority. I will call out in a minute. Listen, when we had bad weather day a while ago, I simply told my supervisor that I refuse to leave my kids somewhere I can't get to them. I work about 35 to 45 minutes away from where they are. I'm just going to stay at home on this weather day with them, right? And that's just how we have to be. We have to choose to be faithful to the righteous things. Not that I'm not committed to my job. I am very committed to my job. But I told you, I hold more value on my family than my job. It's okay for us to be faithful in things in our lives, but it's not okay when they hold more value on our faithfulness than our faithfulness to God. That's when it becomes not okay. And it's okay to be faithful to people in a sense. But you should not be more faithful to your spouse than you are to God. Okay? He is the ultimate one who needs our faithfulness or desires or even deserves our faithfulness. I hope that makes sense to you because, I mean, it makes more sense to me. But most importantly, y'all, and last but not least, why producing the fruit of the spirit called faithfulness is important. It's so that we are prepared when Christ returns. It's so that we are prepared when Christ returns. I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to hear is depart from me. I never knew you. And that's in Matthew 7:21. It says, not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. So those of you with lip service to God, you just a bunch of talk. You know in your heart if you just a bunch of lip service. Just a bunch of lip service to God, but no loyalty to him. He says, but only one way, only the one, no other one. But only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven, he's saying, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. That tells me in order to get into the kingdom of heaven, I have to do the will of God. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No other way. It also says, on that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we prophesy in your name? Drive out demons in your name? And do many miracles in your name? He's asking them, didn't we do all these things? So what do you mean you don't know me? I did this. I said these wonderful things about you. I spoke life unto the people about you. I did miracles happened. I preached the word. I shared the gospel. And you're saying that I can't make it into, he says, depart from me, you lawbreakers. And so think about this. What is it to do the will of the Father? What does it mean to do the will of the Father? It means to be obedient to his word. Being obedient to God's word and his righteousness, not our own way of living. Not our own thought process of how things go. What does God say about that? His will, his commandments. That is what gets us into the kingdom of heaven. Not all this work that you perform. Yes, that's part of it. That's part of it. Yes, as a Christian, you should be doing those works. But also make sure you're faithful in those works. Make sure that you are committed to God in those works. Make sure your life reflects those works. Make sure you're in an alignment. Not that your works do one thing, but your heart is so far from him. That's what God means. He means that you are doing these things and one can do a lot of things, but your heart can be far from God. your motive of doing these things can be so far from God. Your own selfish ambition could be the reason why you're doing it. Maybe you like to be heard and like to be seen and like to seem smart. So you get up and you preach and you teach and you put Facebook posts up about God, all this lip service, but your heart is far away from him. He says, then I will announce to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you lawbreakers. Think about a natural relationship. This man or woman woes you with their words, says all the right things, even buys you expensive things, but yet remains unfaithful. Remains unfaithful to the covenant that you've established with them. And it's easy that we can all see and agree that there's a wrong in this, that the unfaithfulness is wrong. So why is it that when we choose to dedicate our loyalty to unrighteousness and make earthly things our idols, we don't see that as unfaithfulness to God? It's being unfaithful to God when you choose the things that he opposes. Does your behavior and your lifestyle reflect the teachings of God? If you profess to love God, the fruit of faithfulness to him will show up and be seen in your life. If churching is what Jesus did, why are you still at home? Jesus stayed going to the synagogue. Why have you stopped praying? Why have you stopped giving? Why have you stopped uplifting others? Why have you stopped sharing your testimony? Why have you stopped inviting others to fellowship? Why aren't you sharing the gospel? Why are you withholding love? Because your loyalty lies in some other place, person, or thing. It's time for us to examine our lives. Where on this journey have you lacked faithfulness to the most faithful God of the universe? You have to be honest and practice self-accountability in order to get these things right. Repent and ask God to show you in his word how to stay faithful to his teachings. Jesus tells us in the parable of the sower, and this is our last point that I want to make. He tells us in the parable of the sower who were good stewards over the blessings given to them, that God rewards faithfulness to him. We're so busy trying to accumulate the things of this world when God already wants to reward us simply because we are faithful to him. Do you know he said, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Don't you know faithfulness to God is God's righteousness? And all these other things will be added unto you. What other things? Other things that you desire. He's a good God. He's a good father. He knows how to give good gifts. Good gifts. I want you to know that we are responsible for the way we manage our time, abilities, and possessions so that the kingdom of God will receive the greatest possible return. Not for our own selfish gain, not to be praised by man. Just as God rewards faithfulness, he punishes unfaithfulness. Because the servant was unfaithful in that passage of scripture, because the servant was unfaithful in his stewarding his talents, it was taken from him and given to the one who had 10. Then he was thrown into outer darkness. So just as much as you're rewarded for faithfulness, you're going to be punished for unfaithfulness. Jesus has given us the right to eternal life. And all the Lord asks of us is that we love him with all of our hearts, our mind, and our soul. Everything we do, let it glorify him. Let our lives produce the fruit of faithfulness to a faithful God. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's message. Please share, please like, and please subscribe to Lifted Hands, Lifted Hearts podcast. I look forward to going through all the fruit of the Spirit with you guys. This in itself has just encouraged me to remain faithful in this podcast, to remain faithful as a mother and as a wife, and most of all, to remain faithful to God and faithfulness to the gift of teaching and sharing his word and living for him and being that example to other Christians who are walking in this journey. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.